They say that early indicating follow-up progress note, patient in brown, DROWN, DBURAH, and data service 4/18/2024. Please, future care charge village. This is a follow-up progress note, subjective patient seeing today for follow-up. She has the oral intake for the last few weeks. She has been monitored closely and not eating enough. The lab revealed she has evidence of renal insufficiency. No nausea and vomiting. She has a repeated episode of ileus, secondary to constipation, and lack of mobility. Patient is a stroke patient and not ambulatory. She has extensive stroke, resulted in right-sided weakness, ambulatory dysfunction. Hypertension, diabetes mellitus, drug abuse, currently on methadone, and hyperlipidemia. Today, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. Past medical history, history of substance abuse, currently on methadone. Next line, hypertension. Next line. Diabetes mellitus. Next line, CVA. With the right side weakness. Next line. Hyperlipidemia. Next line. History of COPD / asthma. Next line, allergy, lisinopril and shellfish. Nervous system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat. Next line, no ear as a condition. Next line, pulmonary, no cough. Next line, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation. Next line, GI, no vomiting. Poor appetite. Next line, musculoskeletal, chronic leg edema. Next line, genitourinary, no hematuria, neuro. Right side weakness from the stroke. Unable to move. Right arm, right leg. Medication reviewed. Labs reviewed by me. Hemoglobin 7.4, hematocrit 23.7, BUN 19, creatinine 1.7. He has a renal insufficiency. They did sonogram of the kidney that shows left renal stone 5 mm and 6 mm, but no evidence of hydronephrosis. Patient does have a hemoglobin. Her baseline hemoglobin is 9, and slowly she has a drop. She also has a poor oral intake. Then patient is awake, alert, oriented M3, somber tachycardia and nervous, blood pressure 114/74, pulse 80, pulse 62, temperature 98.6 Fahrenheit, pulse 6, pulse is 62, respiration 18, blood sugar 110, body weight 159 pounds. Arrhythmic normocephalic, eyes anectaric, no ear near the discharge. Neck supple, no GVD, chest, tender lungs, bilateral, decreased breast on the bases, but no vision. Next and heart as next to regular, next and abdomen is soft, non tender, bulbs on positive. Next and extremities, bilateral edema, both legs. Excellent neuro, patient is awake, alert, and tempted. Right side, unable to move right arm, right leg. Left side, he is able to move. He also has expressive aphasia. Secondary to stroke. Assessment. Patient has weight loss due to poor oral intake. Next line. Recently, multiple episodes of ileus and vomiting that could be contributing to renal insufficiency in the setting of diabetes mellitus and also hypertension. Next line. Diabetes mellitus, currently controlled. Hemoglobin A1C is stable. Next line. COPD, currently stable. Next line. Chronic lower extremity edema. Dependent in nature, patient is not ambulatory. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line. Hypertension. Next line, depression. Plan of care, we will get, and also the left kidney stone. Plan of care, we'll get urology consultation for the kidney stone. Next line, we'll get nephrology evaluation and follow-up for CKD. In the setting of diabetes and hypertension. Next line, dietitian and nutritional consultation follow-up, close monitoring for total oral intake. And we'll also get GA consultation for anemia. Slow drop in hemoglobin. Send stool for occult blood. BNP CBC for tomorrow. Care plan is discussed with the nursing staff and also with the patient. Thank you.